have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I believe in God, I was created. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Green. Welcome to Open Mic with Bishop Ernest E. Richard and Company. We have an awesome show lined up for you tonight as the Bishop tackles kingdom issues and current events. But first, let's receive First Lady Sharon Richard with her faithful financial moments. Good evening, First Lady.
Good evening, Jerry. This is Sharon Richard with your faithful financing moment. It's the 2023 new year, and if you're like many people, you have made a financial resolution to get out of debt, begin tithing, or perhaps simply to spend less and save more. The challenge with New Year's resolutions is that we tend to lose focus on our commitments once the excitement of the new year is over. Making changes in our lives that help us to move forward are never easy, and yet many times these are the things that we must aggressively seek to do in order to move forward in accordance with God's will for our lives. While it would be ideal to turn a switch and make all of the changes needed at one time, a gradual transition will likely prove more sustaining over time. So whatever your financial goal in 2023, begin first by developing a budget, the gradual changes in managing your finances that will ensure long-term success. By doing that one simple step, you may find that as you make small steps forward, you will begin to see God give you amazing blessings that double or triple your efforts. I remember the year that I made the commitment to tithe. My salary was pretty small and my expenses were pretty high. I couldn't figure out how I was going to make it happen, but I knew that it was God's will. So initially I began tithing from my net take-home pay rather than the gross. I didn't always get it done, but I began to see unexpected financial blessings, which affirmed for me that I was headed in the right direction. After consistently doing that for about 2 years, I felt confident that I could make the transition to tithe from my gross pay from then on. Whatever the change that you need to make, don't allow any temporary step you from moving forward. God looks for us to genuinely seek him and move forward on those things that we must do to be in alignment with his perfect will. You can trust that as you move forward, he will reward that effort with additional favor. Remember, each day is a new opportunity to take steps toward accomplishing your financial goals. It is not easy to stay focused, but if you do, the rewards will make your efforts well worth it. This is Sharon Richard with your faithful financing moment. Up next, Nina Taylor with your gospel news, followed by Open Mic with the Bishop with your host, Bishop Ernest E. Richard Jr.
How you doing, everybody, and Happy New Year. I'm Nina Taylor with this week's gospel news. Contemporary gospel singer Pamela Mann is known for her strong and powerful soprano singing voice, beginning with her professional life as a member of Kirk Franklin's vocal stable. She acted in Tyler Perry's projects, including Cora on TV's Meet the Browns, 2005's Gotta Keep Moving with contemporary R&B touches on 2009's The Master Plan. It hit a career high number 14 on the Billboard Top 200 with a gospel number one Best Days in 2012. Her fifth solo album, 2021's Overcomer, included appearances by Kirk Franklin, Wycliffe Shawn, and Todd Delaney. Pamela was born on June 9, 1966 in Fort Worth, Texas. The youngest of 14 children, she was singing in the church's adult choir by the time she was 12 years old, often as a soloist. After she left Kirk Franklin's organization, Pamela began her acting career with the role in David E. Talbert's He Say, She Say, But What Does God Say?, a gospel musical. She moved on to play the character Cora Simmons in several of Tyler Perry's stage plays, films, and even his TV projects, The Browns, television series that featured her and her husband, David Mann. And by the way, she married David Mann on June 9th, 1988. They have four children. Busy as she was, Pamela still managed to establish a solo gospel singing career. At the conclusion of the second season of her comic series, Man and Wife, she delivered her fourth solo album, 2016's One Way, another gospel chart topper. Between roles on the stage and in TV and movies, she released a duet album with her husband David, Us Against the World, The Love Project, in 2019, and joined the cast of the series Tyler Perry's Assisted Living as Cora in 2020. With an all-star guest including Franklin and Wycliffe Jean, the solo album Overcomer saw the release in mid-2021. New Year's resolutions. Wow, it's that time again for 2023. And as they say, new year, new you. And with 2023 coming up fast, you're probably busy planning your New Year's resolutions. Now, maybe you haven't had much luck with keeping your New Year's resolutions in the past, but it's never too late to turn over a new leaf. And New Year's Day 2023 is a good time to start, if any. If you need a little inspiration, here's a list of some suggested New Year's resolutions for 2023. Whether you want to work on your physical or mental health, your financial wellness, or create more meaningful interpersonal connections, here's a few achievable New Year's resolutions. Number one, focus on your passion. A new year can bring a new life to your passions. And if you're thinking about a physically better you in 2023, in that case, work out to feel good, not to be thinner, and stay off the scale. If you feel good, of course you're going to look good. Stop gossiping. Don't be that person. Spread positivity. Give one compliment a day. You never know. It just might make a person feel a whole lot better. Go a whole day without looking at your phone. It can wait until tomorrow. Do random acts of kindness. Read a book every month. Haven't you heard? Reading is good for your brain. It can reduce stress and it can improve your memory and concentration. Go someplace you've never been before. Step outside of your comfort zone and do something daring. Turn off your phone for one night a week. You're sleeping anyway. You don't need it. Reduce your waste. Researchers say that the average American produces over 2,000 pounds of trash every year. Volunteer in 2023. Drink more water. Write down one thing that you're grateful for every night. And keep a journal. Here's your final top 10 list for 2022. Number 10, Finished by Tamela Mann. 9, Goodness of God by C.C. Winans. 8, Lord, I Hear You, Lucinda Moore. 7, Kingdom by Never City Music and Kirk Franklin. 6, You've Been Good to Me by Zacardi Cortez. 5, New by Ty Tribbett. 4, Call on the Name, Marcus Jordan. 3, Your World, Jonathan McReynolds. 2, Thankful by J.J. Harrison. And number 1, once again, Jordan Armstrong and Erica Campbell with Call. Well, that's your top 10 songs, your tips for New Year's resolutions, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Happy New Year. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station. Hello, I'm Nina Taylor. Welcome to Open Mic with Bishop Ernest E. Richard and Company. This show tackles kingdom issues and current events from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Bishop and Company for today's discussion. Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening to you, Nina Taylor, and thank you so very much for being with us. We want to welcome you to this edition of Open Mic with the Bishop. I'm Bishop Ernest E. Richard Jr., and this is Open Mic with the Bishop, a show that tackles kingdom issues and current events. If you desire to be part of our show tonight, 646-564-9842. That number again, 646-564-9842. I want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you. This is the first show of the new year 2023, and we're excited for what God is about to do even in this year. We've been experiencing some pretty powerful movements of God throughout the course of since New Year's Eve, since Christmas Eve actually, but God is still working. in, and we don't want you to go anywhere. For those of you that desire to join us, that number again, 646-564-9842. Let me first of all say good evening to a wonderful woman who's been my producer for the last 7+ years. We are still together after this long time. We don't see eye to eye all the time, but we still love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Good evening to you, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. How are you feeling on this wonderful Thursday night, the first Thursday night of the new year?
I'm feeling grateful. How about you?
Oh, grateful is an understatement. I'm going to tell you, I've just been experiencing God in a way I've never experienced him before, and I'm watching what he's doing now. I see him preparing me for things that I might not have ordinarily been ready for days before, but here we are in this place. Here we are filling this space. We're just waiting for the Holy Spirit to finish doing what does he do, what he does in the way he does, I should say. Now, let's find out who else is with us. I'm looking for my dear sister in Christ, Pastor Anna Henderson. Pastor Henderson, are you with us tonight? Blessings to you, Bishop, Apostle.
She hasn't arrived yet. But there are others on.
Now let's find out who else is with us tonight. We want to make sure that we get everybody, or as they would say, we get everybody. Who else is with us tonight? All right. It looks like it might turn out to be a monologue tonight, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, but that's okay. God still knows how to work, even in the framework of that. And I'm sorry to my Facebook family. I'm trying to fix this so that we can see everything. I'm noticing that I'm failing to plug up my equipment. All right. Well, since nobody else is responding, should someone else come on, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, you could let me know. I'll just go ahead and do what I need to do. Tonight, we're going to start something called The Power of the Seed. And Dr. Sylvia Hunter, 646-564-9842, bring yourself into the podcast. Being on Facebook Live is not acceptable, cuz. Bring it on up in here. Come on, 646-564-9842. We're going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to share with where we're going and with what we're doing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, we thank you for the entrance of your word, God, which always brings light. God, had it not been for your word, now, Father, where would we be? We just love you, and we adore you for who you are and for the things that you do in our individual lives. Father God, thank you for being so merciful and for being so kind towards each and every one of us. Lord God, we love you simply because of all that you've done in our personal lives. God, we're just here to just minister to you, to just take this time to hear what thus saith thee in thy word. And so, God, as we go forth in this particular day, we're asking you, Father God, to open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Let this word go out throughout these airways, wherever they may be, throughout the radio podcast. Let these thine people hear what thus saith thee in thy word. God, without you, we recognize we can do nothing. Without you, we recognize we would fail. Without you, Father God, our life would be empty. We loose this show into your hands. Angels of the Lord go up and down and to and fro and throughout the entire sanctuary. Arrest the attention of your people. Anybody coming in with anything less then what thus saith thee in thy word, let it be erased, let it be eradicated, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you've already done. We bless you for all you're doing. It's in Jesus' name we pray. I want to say hello to my spiritual daughter all the way in Kenya. Y'all call her Immaculate Eagles on our Facebook Live. We want to say mwah, mwah, mwah to you, sweetie. So good to see you. We bless God for you. Those of you that are on TikTok, please invite your friends, invite your family. Share this live wherever you may be. Those of you on Facebook Live, Calvin Logan, you know better than that. Brother, bring yourself on the podcast. Come say hello. Say Happy New Year before we get started. Now, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, before I begin, has Dr. Hunter showed up yet? I believe she should be on the air now. She should be on the line right about now.
Not as I don't see her as we speak.
She's coming now or she hasn't come in yet?
No, I don't see her.
Okay, no problem. Well, let me go ahead and do what I got to do. I'm going to use two passages of Scripture. The first one coming out of Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12. And I want to read something to you because there's something I really need to talk to you about tonight that we all have to pay close attention to in this day and in this age. Verse 11 in chapter 1 says, "And God said, let the earth put forth tender vegetation, plants, yielding seed and fruit trees, yielding fruit whose seed is in itself, each according to its kind upon the earth, and it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit in which was their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, it was suitable, admirable, and he approved it." The next passage of Scripture I'm going to use, I believe, is in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 26 through 29. And it says, "And he said, the kingdom of God is like a man who scattered seed upon the ground, and when he then continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows." Let me read that again. "And then continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows and increases. He knows not how. The earth produces, acting by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe and permits, immediately he sends forth the reapers and puts in the sickle because the harvest stands ready." For tonight, and maybe for the rest of this month and until the Lord says different, I want to talk about the power of the seed. The power of the seed. Now, let me break it down this way. Each one of us at some level of expectation in life, we have some level of expectation in life, and there are some things in which we would like to achieve, some things we would like to accomplish. This is our base earthly desire as human beings, and it's our ambition to do some things, to get some things done, to see some things manifested in this earth realm. And not every desire we have is God-centered, God-ordained, or Christ-sustained. Some things which we try to accomplish are not centered nor ordained by God. God does not influence all of our thoughts. Some of our thoughts, believe it or not, my brothers and my sisters, some of our thoughts are influenced by Satan himself, and whether we adhere to what he tries to convince us to do depends on how well we listen to the voice of the good shepherd. There are some of us who listen to the voice of a stranger. That would be the Satan and his cohorts and all his demons, and sometimes we find ourselves in a hot mess. Well, tonight we're going to focus on the God-centered things which we want to accomplish, and these are marked by what end, by the end result of what their use will be. You see, God has implanted into each and of every one of us the desire to work. He has given us a measure of faith. He has given us the ability to achieve and to succeed. And from creation, God said to man, after he'd already made him, he turned around and told man to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, to subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves on the face of this earth. You find that information in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And before giving this injunction, God blessed each and every one of us. You go back to the scripture again, you'll find what God said. God blessed them. And we need to embrace the fact, folks, that we literally are blessed. Yes, some of us are not living in the best condition. Some of us don't have the greatest things going on, but the very fact that you are on top of the earth and not under the earth should tell you that you are, if you've got breath in your body, amen, you are blessed. No person on this earth is more blessed than you are. Though some may seem to prosper more than you do, they are not more blessed than you are. There's no person on this earth who will experience more blessing than you will. Now, I know somewhere somebody saying, well, what about those who are starving? What about those who are going through this and those who are going through that? Well, you know, I can't answer all that. All I can know is, where are you right now? You got to ask that question. God blessed both men and women and gave them both the same ability to accomplish. And I have an obligation to speak to those of you, first of all, who are born-again believers. And then I have an obligation to speak to those of you that don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins. And I have to say that everything in life on the face of this earth, in this earth realm, starts literally with a seed. The thought in your mind has to do with something of a seed. The thought in your mind to do something great is a seed. All you have begun to do or have done and have started came up from a seed, a mere thought. So the first question we could ask ourselves is, what is a seed? Let's ask ourselves, what is a seed? Is a seed a mere thought? All right, come and ask yourself, what is a seed? You know, seeds are plant structures formed in the cones or flowers of plants. We've read this, and we found this out from those who are, I can't think of what the name they call them, those people who work with plants and things. And once the female parts of a plant are fertilized with the pollen, and this is something I learned, so I'm going to share this with you very quickly. Once those seeds are formed, let me say it like this. Once the plants are fertilized with the pollen produced by those male parts of the plant, they form seeds. Although most seeds are very small, they are capable of growing into new plants. Seeds may remain inactive for days, weeks, months, and in some cases even years. They're lying in wait for the right conditions to grow. They're looking for the right time to sprout up. When that temperature is favorable and the water supply is adequate, they quickly become active and they begin to sprout and they begin to grow, and seeds come in a wide variety of shapes, colors, and sizes. Many of them are edible, such as sunflower seeds, pinto beans, corns, and peas. And seeds contain stored food intended to nourish the new plant as it begins to grow. And these proteins and these carbohydrates are rich sources of nutrients for animals, including humans as well. As a matter of fact, it is seed that provides most of the people. Let me say this again. As a matter of fact, it is seed that provide most of the nutrition that people in the world are in need of. It's a staple of our food. Now, before I go any further, I'm understanding that I do have Dr. Gerald Hightower. Bless you, sir. 646-564-9842. We are talking about the power of the seed, sir. Come on in. Come on in, prophetic eyes. I look for you, 646-564-9842. Come on in and join this conversation. We are live. This is Open Mic with the Bishop. Now let me welcome in my co-host. I know she's running a little late, but she's here now. Pastor Anna Henderson, how are you, my dear?
Bless her. I'm so glad to be a part tonight.
All right. Now I know she took a nap, y'all. That's why she's late. But don't worry about it. She's here. That's all that counts. So happy to have you. Has Dr. Hunter got in yet, Dr. Robinson? Dr. Robinson, has Dr. Hunter made it in yet? I'm looking for Dr. Hightower to join me on the line, 646-564-9842. I'm also looking for you.
I don't
you,
see her
Pastor
number.
Yeah,
well, all the lines are on.
All right.
Music.
Well, I pray. And she shows up. And Dr. Hightower, when you get here, just let me know you're here, sir. All right. Pastor Henderson, I was talking about seeds and their originations, and I was trying to go from a human perspective, because we're going to go spiritual on this in just a minute. We could find that a good definition of a seed in our case as human, a seed is used to represent our thoughts. It's used to represent our desires. It's also used to represent what we used to symbolize as our seed. When we talk about a seed, spiritually speaking, we're talking about something that's been planted in our spirit that manifests as we move forward, trusting and believing God to bring forth a harvest. We must know that each of us, has a seed or seeds within us. And the Bible says, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. business. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. We have to understand that seeds are used for sowing. Sowing is the action of planting seeds in the earth. And when it comes to our lives, sowing is the action we take in pursuing something that God places in our heart. What do you have to say about that to this point, Pastor Henderson? Come on here.
And think about the seed. The seed is alive, and it is life-giving, and it is able to reproduce. When I think about it from the spiritual side, we think about the word being the seed, which is alive. And when we take in that seed, it does produce life. It does produce life, and it does reproduce after its time. And so when we hear the word of God and when we eat the word of God, read the word of God, that it is alive, it is producing something in our life. And our words are alive. If you think about it from the point of view when the scripture talks about, let's see, how does the scripture go, that our life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so our words are alive. Our words have life-giving power to them. And so when you think about that, it makes you really be more conscious about the things that you say as well as the things that you think. And then we don't really think about words as far as silent words that also bring forth fruit. So a lot of times you can meditate on words and, you know, and then you wonder why there's things creating in a negative way. If you're thinking negative thoughts, then those negative thoughts, even though they're silent, they do produce negative reactions because those thoughts are still alive. Those words that you were speaking or rehearsing is still producing some kind of life underground. And so it's important when you think about it from the aspect of the word being alive, your words being alive.
All right. Now, let's think about this for a minute. You know, as Christians, we actually use the word of God as our guide to help or to show us how and what to sow. We also need to understand and know that there is a time of reaping. I know we've all read Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, everything. There is a time and a season, and it talks about sowing. It talks about reaping, life and death, laughter, joy, the whole 20 yards. Reaping simply means to gather the crop from the seed sown. The Bible tells us there's always a time for reaping, providing the sowing was done properly. Now, when we talk about sowing the right seed is important, and sowing in the right environment will produce a crop. For the word reminds us and says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I'm hitting these different areas and these different times because in this biblical principle, and the principle for those of you that may not be aware, it's basically a law or rule that must be or usually is to be followed or can be desirably followed, or it's an inevitable consequence of something that has to happen. And it's important to know that whether it will prosper or whether it won't, so it depends on how you sow. There's going to be a harvest. Basically, a harvest we already know is the crop that's ripened and is gathered. And in summary, we may conclude that the revolving around the word seed takes three things. It takes preparation for a harvest, and then it brings the actual reaping or the harvest. It has to be noted that the Bible makes it clear that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. Genesis 8:22 is reference to that. It simply says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall never cease. If we were to examine the true Christian life, the way we're supposed to live as believers, we find that those base same principles are applied to our everyday living. For years, we were under the impression that we were living for Christ. Let me help somebody out here while we're stopping. I'm going to stick a pin in it right there. It's not so much that we are living for Christ, but more that Christ is living through us. Let me say that again. It's not so much that we are living for Christ, but Christ is living through us. The Bible declares that in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So in the process of spiritual growth, we learn what it means to allow ourselves to be prepared and then be planted, meaning we are willing to be fit for the sake of Christ, and in the process, we experience growing pains as we progress to maturity. I want to bring up two more scriptures, and I really want to start breaking down the power of the seed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us that since we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, we are literally new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away. All them old practices, all those old habits, all those old lifestyles are changing, and all of this had to have a beginning. Excuse me, that would lead to all of us, that would lead all of us to an expected end, meaning we come to the point and place of full maturity in Christ. There are multiple scriptures I could have chosen to deliver this particular thing tonight, but the scriptures that I'm going to choose just for today are designed to help us to truly understand the power of the seed. So without further ado, let's go back to our first set of scriptures out of Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. It says, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the trees that yield fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. God saw that it was good. Let's get this down here while we can. God said, let the earth bring forth. Let's talk about that first. See, the first thing we have to understand and we have to recognize that God has placed within each and every one of us the ability, or should I say a measure of faith. Every one of us stays sitting here, whether you're listening to me by way of radio, whether you're listening to me by way of TikTok, Facebook Live, wherever you are, God has given every one of us the measure of faith. And that simply means that when God said back in Genesis chapter 2, he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let him have dominion over the earth. God's image and likeness of man was not necessarily a physical image or a physical likeness. It was a spiritual image, and it was a spiritual likeness. If you go through the book of Genesis, you'll find that on 9 different times God said and something happened, which lets me know that my God is indeed a God of faith. God spoke the word in faith, and the word in faith came forth, and the word produced. It brought forth all those trees and all those fruit trees and the grass and all the stuff that came forth. So when God made us in his image and made us in his likeness, God gave us the power of faith, the ability to speak words. This is why I try to tell people, be careful of some of the things you say, because when you talk about the power of the seed, the Bible crystal clearly says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whoso loveth shall eat the fruit thereof. You've got to recognize whether you speak seeds that will be positive or seeds that will be negative, it's going to produce something when you put that word out there. There is a manifestation. Everything that happens does not happen in the earth realm first and then transfers to the spirit. Everything happens in the spirit first and then transfers to the earth realm. That's how it's always happened. When you made up in your mind that you were going to college to get your degree. Now let's do this thing right, because I got to bring another scripture in here to help you how you got to where you are, Dr. So-and-so, or you surgeon, or you fireman, or you police officer, or whatever you are doing in this life, you singer, you rapper, you poet, you know, you philanthropist, whatever it is you're doing, you didn't just get there by accident. You made up in your mind one day that you were going to put a word out, and you were going to make a solid, sound decision that you're going to stand on the word that you speak, recognizing that death and life are in the power of your tongue. You spoke your very existence. You spoke your destiny in so many words. God already knew ahead of time where you wanted to go and what it is you wanted to do, but you said in so many words, just like our Father in heaven said, let me, meaning earth, yourself, bring forth. And so you brought forth those fruit trees that produce fruit after its own kind. You started studying, and you started taking time to prepare yourself to be whatever it is that you're doing here in your adult life. Does that make sense to you, Pastor Henderson? Come on, sis.
Yes, it does. Yes, it really does. And, you know, God created us, amen, to bring forth. When he told Adam and Eve to go forth and to multiply, so he put, you know, he put something down on the inside of us to reproduce, you know, after his kind, naturally and spiritually so. And because he also made us in his image, that he given us the supernatural ability to reproduce. And I was thinking about our heart, you know, being that ground that the soil grows upon. And in that scripture, when it talks about the different types of seed that fell on different types of ground, and that God's word, when it falls on our ground, on good ground, that it brings forth that good fruit. And we have to just trust that God's word is his word, and it will produce what he said it will produce. And so we don't have to chase after the seed to see if it's going to produce. It's going to produce what he says. We just have to believe what his word says, that it will bring forth. And, you know, what he says. So, like, for example, we're believing God for healing. We're believing God for finance. We're believing God for something, and we take his word, and we put his word in our mouth, and we speak that word, and we believe that word, and that word enters into our heart. Well, we have to let that word, as you were talking about earlier, how that seed has to take time to germinate. We have to allow that word to get in our heart so that it can grow and so that it can develop, so that it can produce the manifested desire of what the word was designed to do. But so often we plant the seed, but we don't really take time to allow the seed to grow and to develop. And so when we don't see anything happening, you know, after the first day or two or a short period of time, we just kind of disregard that the seed is ever going to come up. But God's word will always produce what he said it will produce. He says, my word, when it goes out, it never returns back into him void of the assignment that he sent us forth to do. So it's our responsibility to wait on the seed and to keep praising him, watering it with our praise, knowing that the seed has life to bring forth. But we also have to nurture it with our praise and with our faith. Would you agree with that?
Amen. I'm back. I lost you for a minute. I do apologize. I lost you for a minute. My godson was calling me on the phone, and it knocked everything out. Anybody that's on this podcast, please, 646-564-9842. That is the number that you can call me on. If you don't have to call me, please don't call me. Anyway, the bottom line is simply is thank you so much, sis. I heard much of what you said, but I missed a few things. So, excuse me. I'm sorry. If you can you take me back through your last statement, final statement?
I would say that the seed has – yes, sir, can you hear me? Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes,
go ahead.
The guy – can you still hear me? Yes, that God's word has the ability to bring forth in our life. So as we believe the word of God and as we water the word with our praise, that God's word will bring forth what it was designed to bring forth. And so we just trust the seed will germinate when it falls on good ground in our hearts, and that God will watch over that seed. He'll watch over that word to bring it to pass in our lives. And so, you know, as we continue to trust him, as we continue to wait on him, the seed is going to do what it's going to do because the seed is alive. So the seed does have power. It does have power to reproduce.
Now, I have Pastor Taswell on Facebook Live. She says, seed in the seed keeps the seed producing, and that's true. Pastor Taswell, we can talk better if you come up on the line, 646-564-9842. We would love to have you up here. My special guest is not making it, but I do have my co-host here with me, Pastor Anna Henderson, but that's quite all right. Now, there's something else that I was going to share with you, so I might as well go ahead and put this out there. Are you aware of the fact that when God literally instituted the principle of sowing and reaping into the earth, he deliberately placed power in every seed, and as Pastor Taswell had already said, with seed that has the ability to produce a harvest to exactly duplicate itself greatly and to multiply. Now, there's my first point coming up right here and right now. Think about this for a hot minute. And for those of you that are on TikTok, I'm going to ask that you invite your friends to come in. Think about this. Everything in life starts out as a seed. Let me say that again in case you missed it. Everything, you're right, Dr. Calvin Logan, faith really is the key, but faith is the fertilizer to the manifested dream, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. I want to get to this first point. Everything in life starts out as a seed. According to God's word, every seed has the ability to produce after its own kind. This includes vegetation, insects, reptiles, animals, humans. As the males have been given species in terms of the process of salvation, there is a supernatural seed that is planted in each and every one of us by the Holy Spirit that produces God's nature in each and every one of us. Now, I do have to say this much. I know we have seen a lot of people come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are pardoned for their sins, and then the next thing you know, God bless you, Evangelist Sophia Sober, thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in. But as God has ministered to us, as I read the scripture already in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that every one of us in Christ, we become new creations. In other words, we become a species that never before existed. We are a new creation. And though we are a new creation, that's because through the Holy Spirit, we have received and we begin to produce God's nature. That doesn't mean that you have the ability to be picture perfect. See, here's the problem with a lot of folks. We keep trying to preach perfection in terms of flawlessness. But the word perfection in the scriptures, if you look at the Greek word for perfection, it simply means full maturity. And that's all that means. You come to the point and place of full maturity. I like a scripture that I use in John, the 12th chapter, and verse 24. It simply says, and this principle applies to the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, except the corn or wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone, but if it abides, it brings forth much fruit. You have to understand the journey of the seed. When you turn around and you take seed and you allow that seed, and I'm going to use this little box that I got right here. Those of you on radio can't see it, but it's a container that holds an instrument that I have to use from time to time. But for those of you on social media that can see this little box, I'm going to equate this to the seed. On the outside, all it looks like is a plain old, ordinary, useless, non-productive seed. But deep down inside of that hard shell is the nutrients and all the things that that seed is going to need to produce the plant. A seed of corn does not look like an 8-foot stalk with about 8 to 10 ears on it, not with that one little tiny seed about that big. Neither does wheat, neither do oats, neither do barley or anything else of that nature. It has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is once that seed is planted, but it can't be planted until it first reaches that fertile ground, not until it reaches ground that has been conditioned to help it to be nutrient, to help it to receive its nutrients, to find the nourishment that it's going to need to begin to grow. But keep this in mind also, while that seed is about to be planted in that crown, and I'm going to say it this way because I think you're going to understand me when I put it out in this fashion. That ground that has been cultured and cultivated and made fertile to the place and point where it can now receive the seed, it's got all kinds of crap in it. It's got doo-doo in it. Yeah, some of you don't want to go through anything in life. You don't want to deal with anything in life. You don't want to put up with the crap of other people, which simply means that you're not willing to mature in Christ, because you have to understand, just like pure gold, you're going to have to go through the fires of life. You're going to have to deal with people's nonsense. You're going to have to deal with them lying on you. You're going to have to deal with them cheating. You're going to have to deal with them talking about you. You're going to have to deal with them mistreating you. You're going to have to deal with them rebuking you and scorning you for no reason whatsoever. This is the fertilization that you need to get to where God wants you to be. We talk about tests and we talk about testimonies, but many of you don't want to go through a test, but you want a testimony. Let me help you out with something. God is using these elements to prepare you. You don't think the T.D. Jakes didn't go through anything, the Noel Jones, the Clarence McClendon, the Rob Parsley, the R.W. Shambach, the Cheryl Brady's, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. You're included in that list. Man. Beloved, understand something. What you are going through is simply preparing you for your next. And I'm here to let somebody know that in the year 2023, your next is now. So get yourself got to go through to get through. And while you go through, why don't you grow through what you got to get through so God can manifest you? I know I sound like I'm preaching today. 2023, if you stop and think about it, it is the year of transition. It is the year that we are ready to move forward. We have come to the point and place of maturity. We've come to a point and place where God is now ready to use us for his glory. We have been prepared through the following years. We've been in COVID and have dealt with COVID over the last 2 or 3 years. And as I read that verse of scripture to you out of Mark, the 4th chapter and the 24th verse, Mark, the 4th chapter and the 26th verse, there's a parable up here. It turns around. It is the year of crossover. You're right, but the year of transition, the year of crossover, whatever word you want to use, it is the year for you to now begin to get ready to move. I'm going to show you something really, really quick, and I'm going to throw it out there. If you take 20-0, take the number 2023, you get the number 7. The last two numbers, 2 and 3, are the number 5, which is the number of grace. The number of 2 means complete, means a couple. Now, here you go. Next year in 2024, for whom, those whom God allows to stay here, you are going to be in the year of new beginning. But you can't start something new if you don't complete what you've already started. God is calling some of us to complete our assignments today. God is simply saying, stop dragging your little buns, get your rusty D up, and get moving. I've given you a plan. I've given you an assignment. I've given you an anointing. I have prepared the way. I have brought people to you. It is time for you to get ready to move. You can't move until you learn how to manifest the power of the seed. You've got to learn how to plant. You've got to learn how to water and watch God. Increase. Whew. I know I feel like I'm preaching today, Pastor Henderson, but it's just one of them days. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them days. Now, let me finish this real quick. And if you got something you want to throw in there, sis, please don't hesitate. Please open your mic and please talk to us. Look at verse 26. Mm-hmm. And he says, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the power of the seed has to do with God's kingdom. If you are going to plant, you have to plant in God's kingdom. This is what it is like. A man who scatters seed upon the ground. While this man is sleeping, now I need you to understand this. While the man continues sleeping, rising night and day, while the seed sprouts and grows and increases, that man doesn't know how it grows. God is simply saying to us, and I like what it says in Ecclesiastes 11, I believe it's verse 6, in the morning, sow thy seed. Well, too many of us are regarding the clouds. Too many of us are paying attention to what's going on in life. We're paying attention to the situation. We're paying attention to the circumstances. We are not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to guard us, to govern us, to put us in a position, a place where we can receive from God. We're too busy trying to feel out the wind. We'll stick our tongue up in the air, see which way the wind's blowing. When the wind's blowing east, I think I'll go west. Knock that nonsense off. God did not call you to be a predictor of his end and what he said. If God said no good thing would he withhold from you, God meant exactly what he said. If God said he would supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that's exactly what he meant. If God said he'd never leave you, neither would he forsake you, that's exactly what he meant. If God said, call unto me and I'll answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not, that's exactly what my God meant. That's what God meant. And so it turns around and says in verse 8, the earth producing, acting all by itself because of the elements that were provided for it. And it gives the breakdown. First, the blade. Some of you are on the precipice of seeing a breakthrough in Christ Jesus. You're in the precipice of seeing your storm come to an end. It's hard to read these things. I'll read what you wrote, prophetic guys, but you guys have to understand it's hard for me to turn to this. We need to realize that we pour water on the seeds every day, and when it comes to the kingdom, the watered seed, hold on, let me say this again. When it comes to the kingdom, that watered seed is wet. I can't see the rest of it, dear heart. That's why I need you on the phone line. It's a lot simpler. when we're doing a radio podcast, we have to keep everything moving. We can't let things sit still. We're almost at the end of our time, so let me finish this, and I'm going to come back and get part two next week. Pastor Henderson, we got to look at this and study it, and let's talk about it even more. So here's what we're going to do. It says, but when grain is ripe with permits, immediately he sends forth the reapers and puts the sickle because the harvest stands ready. When I'm talking about the power of the seed, beloved, I'm talking about God using your situation and using your circumstance and helps you to understand your flesh really has no desire to conform to the image of Christ. So it attempts to put up a fight against your renewed spirit, trying to bring some of you back into bondage. I'm trying to make you understand if you're going to speak over your life, if you're going to put that word out over your life, if you're going to sit there and say, I am healed, I am blessed, I am victorious, I am more than a conqueror, I am an overcomer, I am accepted in the beloved, I am the seed of Abraham, over your life, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to give you what thus saith the Lord and say what God says about you. There is power in your word. I said it already. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What do you love? Do you love death or do you love life? I'm asking you that question. Are you in love with death or are you in love with life? If you are in love with life, then you've got to speak like God said. You've got to get rid of the negativity. You've got to lose those words that short-circuit your life, those words that give you opportunity to stumble and fall over obstacles and fall down. Bless you, Deacon Charles Suggs. I pray, my brother, that you're well. I would love to have a conversation with you if you can. In your inbox, I'm going to send you my number. Again, my condolences to you in the transitioning of your pastor and our leader for volume of the book, but we'll get a chance to talk. Nonetheless, beloved, as I close this portion, everything in life starts out as a seed. Pastor Henderson, is there something you want to add to it?
No, you've been. This has been so good, and there's so much more, as you said, that we will talk about in future and future times. That word is just so powerful. The seed is so powerful, and God is looking for us to do something with the seed of His word in our lives. And so, when our test and our trials come about, He's looking for us to allow the power of the seed of His word to work in our lives and to be manifest in our lives. So we're not taking in the word just to take it in, but the word is there with an assignment, amen, to give us the victory, to bring us over so we can use the power of that seed. So we can actually see the manifestation of that word show up in our situations. And so it's so important that we hear the word of God, but not only that we hear the word of God, and because the word of God is referred to as a seed, that we plant that word in our hearts so that when tests and trials and situations come about, we will have the power of that seed, amen, to refer back to, so that we can put that seed in our mouth. We can put that word in our mouth and speak through our situations, knowing that that seed is able to produce the harvest of victory.
All right.
Have to protect it.
Now, I hear others on the line. Is there anybody else that want to say anything? I don't want to lose you. I don't want to let you miss out. Is there anybody else that wants to say something?
Good evening.
Come
How
on.
You doing, sir? Good evening, Bishop. How's everything?
Oh, wonderful. Who are we speaking to?
Calvin Logan, sir.
Ah, my man. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 7 years ago when I first began, or 6 years ago, I'm sorry, when I first began doing what was called then the Pastor's Corner, this gentleman used to be my co-host. Man, I'm so happy to hear you. Happy New Year to you, my brother.
How Happy New Year to you, sir.
Has,
oh, God is good.
He has a show. I'm going to give you a chance to tell us a little bit about your show, when it comes on, and some of the things you talk about. We'll get back to the power of the seed in just a minute. So why don't you take this minute while I take this drink of this tea, because my throat is dried out at this moment. Share with us who you are, your show, and what you do.
Gotcha. My name is Calvin Logan with the Logan Power Show. We started 8 years ago. With the Logan Power Show, we definitely have partnered with Relations Radio back in 2018. So right now we've been in with them for about 4 years. The Logan Power Show, we have our own website. www.loganpowershow.us. But definitely it's a show that we impact and interview all kind of people, from politicians, pastors, you know it. We just try to make a difference in God's community and let God be powerful.
Yes.
And the pastor's corner is where I, you know, definitely connected with you at the time, Elder, where, you know, definitely it was a good thing hearing the word. And I know that that the word is being powerful. And I pray that everyone that is hearing the word on tonight understand that, you know, God knows about seed, but it's about your heart. And, you know, God is not like, does
yeah.
not love a grudging person, but a cheerful giver. So we have to make sure that you
yeah.
know when to sow your seed, how to sow your seed correctly. But understand, too, your faith has got to ignite. So I would encourage people that that 2023 be definitely a year of manifestation, redemption, elevation
yeah.
for everyone that's here. Because I know
yeah.
that when this seed is given, we want to launch for it. So definitely keep encouraging, Bishop. I saw you. Just want to tell you, I encourage you, and I pray for Dr. Kimmy Robinson and the whole Relations family. Y'all keep
yeah.
doing what you're doing, and I keep supporting. Love y'all.
Amen. And I'm going to put this in your ear now. November, the third week in November, Relations Honors, with Dr. Kimmy Robinson's permission. I pray that we have opportunity and chance to honor you, sir, because you've been doing a great work. I need to see your face, my brother. So if I can, the Lord lets us live, I want to see you in St. Louis the third week in
yeah.
November as Relations Honors
yeah.
gets ready to launch its fourth or third rendition, if I'm not mistaken. Anybody else on the line that wants to say something? And I you know what I've always said, and I'm going to show you something. Dr. Logan did not have to come up here and be on my show today. But the Bible also says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed out, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. The seed that was sown was love and acceptance, equality, the whole 20 yards. And here we are some 4 or 5 years later. It's not that we may not get to each other's show, but when we have opportunity and chance, there's a love there, and there is a unity there, and there is a seed that was planted that brought all that about. So I do appreciate you. Is there anybody else that's on the line that would like to say anything?
Hi, Bishop. This is Pastor Bing. I just would like to say that we must protect the seed. Just listening to the
yeah.
young man and your repeat of, you know, the things of the past, what he done with the show and you and his connection, reminded me of the fact that we need to protect the seed. Had you not in
yes.
your connection, seed to seed, seed rooted seed, seed was planted, watered, and it went into the ground, and it had to get that root. So when that root was taking place and connected to another root, it began
uh-huh.
to get strength to continue to cover the root that it came from. So the strength of the first
Amen.
Root began to sprout out, and the continuous of the root would grow and go from heart to heart, place to place, thing to thing.
Yeah.
And that's what generated the power of the seed to reproduce and cause a great harvest. So when we plant a seed, whether it be finances, whether it be love, whether it be, you know, servitude, whatever, the seed has to be protected and covered. So I just want to put that out there, because I wrote on there, have you ever noticed that when you bite into a seed, that you just don't get that one seed just biting into it, and it begins to crumble up, or it begins to have something like a shear
uh-huh.
or something over it, and yet you find out that you're
uh-huh.
still chewing on a seed. So that seed has a seed in the seed. So that's what the producing,
you know,
comes from, the seed in a seed. Hallelujah. That's when Jesus, when God spoke the word, in the beginning, God said, God spoke, and that thing kept going. It kept producing.
Yeah.
And the seed don't die. That's why you got to protect it and cover it. But that's just my take on it.
Amen.
Thank
now,
you.
I love that you brought that up. And I know normally we would stop about now, but this is starting to get good. So let's just roll just a little bit longer with it. You just backed up what I meant when I said everything in life starts out with a seed. We know what God did with the vegetation and with the plants and things, but let's talk about us. Let's talk about humans. How about the very fact, and I'm not understanding, and I'm please, don't misunderstand me. The LGBTQ community, please don't get upset with me. I'm just trying to make you understand why women, you can never be men, and men, you can never be women, because God placed the seed within the male. Women, you have become the incubators of that seed. You have the eggs. We have the sperm. And when the sperm meets the eggs, there is the fertilization that creates another human being. In the human race, it's just like in a plant. There are male parts to a plant, and there are female parts to a plant. And when the male parts fertilize the female parts of that plant, that's when that plant produces a seed that has the ability to produce after its own time. This is why it's so important. And again, with all love and respect to you, LTG, BQ community, this is why I need you to understand why you need to be whom God made you to be. I know some of you feel like you're a woman trapped in a man's body, and some feel like you're a man trapped in a woman's body. I'm not throwing any of you under the bus. I'm just trying to make you understand how that seed works. Now, spiritually speaking, when you're talking about the power of seed, you have to understand that when you begin to give yourself, God needs to understand that as you are living for the Lord and in those times of study, many of you are able to mature in Christ and grow in Christ and get strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, simply because of the fact that you took time to learn how to study the word, to show yourself approved unto God, workmen and workwomen that need it, not be ashamed. Here's where the seed produced a power in you. In those times of your study, as you ate that word, you became impregnated with the wisdom of God. You became impregnated with the power of God. You became impregnated with the strength of God. You became impregnated with the ability and the might of God. You had the ability to move forward in the things that pertain to life, godliness, and holiness. And there took a transformation process that God is taking each one of us through. It's a process that's preparing us for what lies ahead and what's causing us to mature in him. There are some things we used to do, some things that fell off at salvation. Now, I do understand we all have flaws. We all have shortcomings. We all have things that we still have to get rid of. Now you can understand why the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, chapter 7, verses 14 through 25, and he said in verse 25, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of sin?" Paul said earlier in the earlier verses, he said, "The thing that I do not want to do, I find myself doing. And the thing that I want to do, it seems like I can't get it done." Then he makes the old wretched man statement. But Paul knew one thing for sure. The nature of Christ dwells deep down on the inside. And Paul knew that he was an overcomer. And although he kept falling down time after time after time after time after time after time again, Paul knew that a just man would fall seven times, but he could get back up again. Why? Because of the seed that was implanted within him. As we're going through our transformation process and things are falling off, we no longer have a desire to do those things that we used to do. And some things are taking a little more time to die within us. And that just simply means that while we are in our state, we have no real desire to be conformed to this world, because we're allowing the Holy Spirit to transform us from what we once were to what God wants us to be. And when I gave you the illustration of that seed in its original form, right now it just looks like a seed, but after it's been planted, after it's been watered, after it's been fertilized, it's fought its way. Insects tried to eat the root. Rocks and sticks and things tried to stop it from growing, but because someone kept watering, because somebody, kept nurturing that seed, eventually took root, those roots began to reach down for water, and then the blade began to push itself up through the face of the earth, and it kept pressing forward. What am I trying to say in my closing? Keep pressing for the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Somebody on this line, somebody listening to us now is thinking about giving up. Somebody's thinking about throwing in the towel. Somebody's thinking about running away from God. Somebody is thinking about just say the heck with all this. I don't need these one-sided, lopsided, hypocritical Christians. I don't need these mean mugging mothers trying to tell me my business all the time. These deacon-possessed churches trying to take all my money and leave me piss poor and broke while the pastor rides around in a brand new Cadillac flying a new one every year. That's not true at all. All it is your pastor learned what I call the law of reciprocity, and he planted a seed that brought forth his prosperity. Don't you dare sit there and think that that man is stealing from the church. I'm not saying there aren't any, but I'm simply saying to you, that doesn't mean that your pastor's a thief. It simply means he learned how to put the word into operation. I'll say it one more time, Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Before I close, one last time, is there anybody else on this line that has anything they'd like to say? Okay, I'm going to say, guys, Silas, hey, Sister Mary McCullough, God bless you. The bottom line is you've got to learn how to speak the right things. I'm going to give every one of you an assignment, and here's the assignment that I'm going to give you. I need you to read Proverbs, I believe it's chapter 8. And I'm trying to remember exactly where it starts. Somewhere around, it's the one that says here, for we shall speak of excellent things, and the opening of our lips shall be for right things. See, sometimes, folks, you can't remember exact chapter and verse, but you do know what it says. Pastor Henderson, do you have your Bible close by, or Pastor Tazwell, or Dr. Calvin Logan? Find that scripture for me. It's in chapter 8 of Proverbs. It says speak. For I shall speak of excellent things, and the opening of my mouth shall be for right things. I need people to hear this before we go off these airwaves, because I want you to put this into practice. If you do this from now until the next time we get together, I promise you, you are going to set the atmosphere for your day. A lot of you get up in the morning and you don't even think about getting dressed. Yeah, you got on natural clothes. You got on your underwear and your t-shirt for you ladies. Some of you, your stockings or pantyhose, if you still wear it. For some of you guys, your socks and that type of thing, you got those type of clothes on, but spiritually you are butt ball naked. Yeah, I said it. Spiritually you are butt ball naked. You ain't got nothing on. You see in the back of me, those of you that are seeing me by social media, you see a gladiator behind me. That gladiator has on his belt. That gladiator has on his breastplate of righteousness. His feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He has on the helmet of salvation. He has his shield of faith. And he's got his sword of the Spirit, praying with all manner of prayer and supplication for all men. What I'm trying to let some of you know, that the time has come for you to start getting dressed first thing in the morning. And if you start decreeing and declaring on yourself before you roll out of bed, you got to have the mind of Christ and let the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart be filling your spirit. Go to bed. Turn off Freddy Krueger. Get rid of Nightmare on Elm Street. Lose I Know What You Did Last Summer. Get rid of all that demonic stuff. Stop going to bed with sin to the max playing in the background where you have, get rid of all that nonsense. You can't function when you get up in the morning, because all you got is all that garbage playing in your head from what your spirit picked up. Do you not know that between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., there is a heavy activity of demonic forces out there trying to persuade you where to go and what to do for that particular day? Some of you haven't even thought about that. You think just because you had that little nasty thought, it was simply because it's something that just popped in your head. No, there was a seed planted there. Now the question is, are you going to germinate that seed? Are you going to play with it to the point that it comes to manifestation? Because if you are, get ready for whatever the consequences are going to be. And understand this, beloved. Everything in life has a consequence. Just like everything in life starts with a seed. From the moment you start playing with that stupid thought in your mind, some of you men have committed adultery against your wives, and some of you wives have committed adultery against your husbands. Some of y'all are going out and committing fornications and things of that nature. Why? Because something was planted in your mind to tell you that that was a good idea. Some of you run the casino with your rent money, with your mortgage money, with your light bill money, with your gas money. You go up there with the babysitter's money and any other. away to the bank, and the next thing you know, you're on your way to MGM or whatever the name of that casino is where you live. Now, when you put your, when you paid your bills, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that gambling in and of itself is a sin, because the bottom line is gambling in and of itself is not the sin. It's what gambling has the ability. You got to know the difference. Some of us don't want to tell the truth around here. We want to turn around. Gambling's a sin. You're going to hell. No, the truth of the matter is, if that's the case, some of you have money market accounts. Some of you have IRAs. Some of you even have checking accounts. Some of you have these types of accounts that bring in money. They, you either got an aggressive, a moderate, or a conservative account. If you got an aggressive account, they're taking your money and they're taking chances with your money. And when you talk about gambling, it means to take a chance. We got to get some things right around here. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. When you don't get dressed in the morning, you find yourself in a position to be mauled, to be rolled over, to be bullied by the devil and his cohort. A lot of us don't see it that way. But this is really where you're going. You put yourself in a position to be bullied. From now on, did you find that scripture yet, either one of you pastors?
Yes,
come on,
I believe.
Somebody read it to me, please.
In Proverbs 8 and 6, it says, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips."
Hold on, stop right there. Stop right there. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Do it slowly. Stay with me. Hear. The Bible says, "Come at how? By hearing." Mm-hmm. And hearing mm-hmm. how? By the word of God. Solomon is simply saying to you in Proverbs 8 and 6, and thank you. Now it comes to mind. Hear, for I shall speak. There are two actions taking place. You are taking something in because of something you're putting out. I already told you that death and life are in the power of the tongue, didn't I? Hear,
yes.
For I shall speak of excellent things. Go ahead and to the next part.
Mm-hmm. And the opening of my lips shall be right things.
Stop, stop. And the opening of my lips shall be right things. I'm going to speak those things that are correct. I'm going to speak those things that edify. I'm going to speak those things that magnify. I want to speak those things that lift me up. I'm not calling myself an idiot. I refuse to call myself a dope. I refuse to call myself a tramp. I refuse to call myself a hoe. I refuse to call myself a liar. I refuse to call myself a backbiter. I'm going to speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be for right things. What's right for my spirit? What's right for my soul? What lifts me up? What builds me up? What brings me closer to God? What causes me to imitate him and to take on his image? For the word tells me to be therefore an imitator of God as dear children. And I don't know about some of you, but when I used to try to imitate my father when I was a little boy, I used to try to put on his big old shoes. And if he had a pair of pants laying around, I tried to put them on. The pants that could cover me up and take me away in a moment's notice. If he had a jacket laying around and a hat, I'm trying to imitate my natural father. But now I'm here to imitate my spiritual father. So I want to walk like my father walked. I want to walk like Jesus walked. I want to talk like Jesus talked. I want to say the things that Jesus said. I need the tongue of the learned that I may be able to speak a word unto the weary in that due season. I need the tongue of the learned that I could minister grace to somebody that's going through. There's somebody depressed. There's somebody that's being oppressed. There's being somebody who's being pressed down. There's being somebody who needs to be encouraged. And if I open my lips to the right thing and speak the right things, I could pull them up out of the condition that they're in. Finish reading, sis.
Mm-hmm. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips.
Uh-huh. All right. Is there one more?
Uh-huh. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward
uh-huh.
or perverse in them.
You guys on radio can't see this, but you guys on social media, you see what I'm holding? That actually is a lemon seed. This tiny seed has the ability to produce a whole lemon. This is what it looks like when it first starts out. In closing, let me say to you, whatever it is that God has placed in your spirit and has assigned you to do, it don't look like much when you first start, but just plant it in the field of faith. Just cover it up. Begin to water it with the word and watch it grow. It's not by our might nor by our power, but by God's spirit that all that we have in succession or all that we have in a manner of succession, God causes it to happen. It's time for us to grow up, to grow out, and to go on. That's part one of the power of the seed. We will be back next week. Thank you, Pastor Cynthia Tazewell. Take a minute to introduce yourself. She has a lovely show that comes on Facebook Live, and I need you to hear what's going on in her life. Take a minute to share with us, Pastor Tazewell.
Hi. Thank you all for allowing me to be here this morning. My name is Cynthia. Everyone calls me Pink. However, I do something called the Life After Show, Making Life Better, Touching One Heart at a Time, airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. It is just a talk show that will remind us to think of the things that we've been having to endure in with the life and how we overcame it, to encourage you, to motivate you, to stem you to, you know, to grow, to develop, and stand strong in the things of God. And I also do something that is called Mobile Elite. You know, it's a nonprofit organization that caters to the homeless. And that would take time to talk about, but just a little spark of the things that, you know, connects itself to me as the seed that God has placed in my life. You know, and I would like to say this before I get off of here. My mind, the whole time that Bishop's been speaking about the seed producing, I want us to understand one thing about the seed. If you were to go back to Adam and you realize that once he bit in fruit, that was a seed that caused a lot of chaos for the women, for the men, for the children, for our seed. So if one forbidden piece of seed can cause a whole lot of chaos, imagine what would happen if we come together with good seed. That's it.
Amen. All right, Pastor Henderson, I'm going to give you next to the last say, and then I'm going to bring it in. Pastor Tazewell, I mean Pastor Henderson.
Amen. We thank and praise God, amen, for this discussion tonight. And truly, it's such a wonderful topic because it's right where we really are right now, because it's so important that we watch what we say, and that we are in a place where God is growing and maturing his church, amen, and he's trying to take us somewhere, and it's going to take our words, it's going to take the maturity, amen, and the power of God's word to bring us into that place of maturity, to bring us into that place of destiny in Christ Jesus. And I truly believe this is so relevant for right now, and if we just take that word and allow the word, because the power is in the seed, amen, and we just have to trust in that seed and plant that seed in our heart and allow God to bring forth the harvest, because the scripture says some will plant, some water, and God gives the increase. Well, God wants to give the increase in our life, and we just have to believe his word and allow the seed to do what the seed does, and that is to reproduce a harvest.
Amen. We thank God. Dr. Kimmy, I know I didn't call on you because you were busy producing, so I need to give you an opportunity to say whatever you need to say. So if I can just get you to open your mic and to come to the mic for just a few hot seconds, it would be nice to hear from you. It is the beginning of the year, so if you would please be so kind as to open up your microphone and come on and say something. You know me in that dead air issue, so I'm trying to give you a chance to get that mic open before I release myself from speaking. Are you there right now, Dr. Kimmy Robinson?
Bless yes,
the
I'm
Lord
here.
My soul, Holly. Come on, let me hear from you. Glory to God.
I'm just
Glory.
I'm trying to see what you want me to say. I've been producing. What's up?
I can't tell you what to say because I don't live inside you. So
I don't know what
you.
What is your question?
There's no question. I just gave you opportunity and chance to say something, but okay, I get it. I do appreciate you. I want you to know that.
Okay, well, I just want to say,
are you ready?
Awesome topic, and it was good to hear Calvin. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! And
yeah.
Great topic on faith.
Amen. And that's really what we're talking about. We are talking about faith, but we're talking about putting your faith in the right place at the right time for the right purpose. I'm tired of folks sowing seed in the wrong places with the wrong purpose. Every time you open your mouth in fear, you are planting a seed and you're putting, you getting ready to get me started again. And I said we was getting ready to get out of here. I do want to say to those of you, if this radio podcast is a blessing to you, my dear friend Nina Taylor in just a few minutes is going to tell you how you can sow. Those of you that want to sow to me personally, Cash App is $EER719, $EER719. If you want to sow to the open mic with the bishop, use Pastor's Corner. That is for the open mic, Pastor's Corner. We are going to try to do something different this year. I know, and I can't tell any of the other shows what to do, but we are going to try to raise funds and open mic with the bishop. We're going to try to be a blessing to the Elations Radio Honors family so that when we come together in November, we'll have even more. We've had great presentations over the last couple of years. We didn't have one year before last, but we had one last year. I'm looking for it to be even bigger and even better, but how many know it takes finances? So what open mic is doing in this day and age is we do accept donations. If you desire to donate to me personally, again, Cash App, EER719, and it doesn't matter whether it's $5, $10, $15, $20, $100, $1,000, $2,000, $10,000, $1 million, we will receive and we will accept. All right? All hearts and minds clear. We want to remind you that we will be back here next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time for the next edition of Open Mic with the Bishops. Thank you, Brother Calvin. Thank you, Dr. Cynthia, Pastor Cynthia Taswell, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and my co-host, Dr. I'm going to make you a doctor now. You was apostle last week, so now you're a doctor this week. Pastor Anna Henderson, thank you all for coming in. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Dr. Kimmy Robinson, you can go ahead and release that track. We will talk to each and every one of you on next week. God's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Open Mic with Bishop Ernest E. Richard and Company. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, then please consider sowing into this ministry. A $20 gift or more would be appreciated. You can do so through Cash App. Just use $PowerToStand or on PayPal, Pritchard719 at gmail.com. On behalf of Bishop Richard and the Open Mic panel, I'm Nina Taylor saying have a blessed week. We'll see you soon.
Amen. For those of you that have joined us, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you all for being here. I have no idea why this thing keeps moving to the side. I'm just trying to figure this out. How's this thing turning sideways all by itself?